I guess hay would hay fall under that category?
Well, yeah, I guess it sure would, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. And outside of that, the only thing I can think of would be pretty much weeds.
Do you know any of the local trees? What kind of trees grow around here?
I've got quite a few aspen trees that I've brought from the mountains down here. This is a Colorado blue spruce that I set out about 30 years ago. That one big one in the backyard. And as a boy growing up here, the ditch banks were lined with cottonwoods.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are the original ones are, they are the cottons that have those little balls, and then when they mature, then the little fine cotton is all over the, and boy, that's hard on the asthmatics.
That's bad. And yeah, then, right.
When I was a Boy Scout about 60 some years ago, we heard about Chinese elms, so we got a bunch of little bare rootstock, several hundred little Chinese elms, and we thought that we were doing the town a great favor, and we planted them up and down the ditch banks, and people have accustomed ever since. They're a very brittle tree, and the females of that variety, it's like a snowstorm when they have the seed pods, they're just everywhere, you know.
When are people going to
But they're, I made that rocking chair and quite a bit of furniture out of them, and it looks almost like oak. It's good wood, mm-hmm. And it's hard enough that if you can't drive a nail in it without splitting it, you have to have a pilot hole.
Wow. That's good. Do you have different kinds of shrubs around here that you know of?
You mean like in town?
Yeah.
Lilacs do well here.
Oh, lilacs.
Oh, lilacs, really. The town is beautiful.
Yeah.
In lilac season.
In spring.
We've got several, Cecil. Honeysuckle, that was one I was trying to think of.
That's a type of shrub? Or?
Yeah, okay. It's a shrub.
Okay. What about cactus?
Cactus are on all of the hills. And
yeah.
Some of them are so beautiful in the spring, you know, like out by our cemetery. Some of them have a red blossom, and some of them have a yellow blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a lot of cactus.
Do you have any poisonous plants around here?
Huh?
Any poisonous plants?
Well, some of them are poisonous to...
Local weed.
Yeah, local weed is poisonous to animals. And lupine, which grows in the mountains, it has a beautiful, beautiful blossom. Lupine is poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
And larkspur is another one that grows up. But we don't have anything like poison oak or poison ivy.
Right, yeah. Are there any local streams in this area? I mean, are there any small streams in this area?
Oh, yeah. Like Swatch Creek just skirts the town. The old-timers tell us that it's been diverted. It used to come right through the town many, many years ago. And then there's little feeder streams like Middle Creek, Ford Creek, a lot of them that feed empty into Swatch Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swatch Creek dies out here about 30 miles east of us. It goes underground and just disappears. It doesn't empty into the Rio Grande or anything like that. It just goes underground, and that's the end of it.
Are there any creeks that are only around in wet weather that you know about here?
Not what I consider creeks. There's little arroyas and that sort of thing that are seasonal.
Yeah.
But no, these all of these ones that I mentioned, Middle Creek, Ford Creek,